Listen to the home of the 5K Gruber Cash Giveaway. 1017 FM, 1510 AM WGKB Waukesha and W269 DL Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma brand station. Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot but, of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. RC say, hindsight is 2020. Can't predict the future. Don't beat yourself up over it. Yeah, that's true. Lady B say, I'm just tuning in. Can you tell the story over? No. But you can go to Spotify. Or go to YouTube and watch the rebroadcast. So I'm just saying, it's right there. It'll be right there. You can just back it up and watch it. I'm just saying. Why do we do that? Well, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live minute. So I'm just saying. Thank you. Kwanda said, thanks, everyone, and you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, it was daytime, 10:23 a.m. to be exact. Actually, that's fortunate. Did you know that the average person is on video 70 to 80 times per day? You pass somebody's ATM, you pass somebody's business, somebody's phone, car, social media, like 70 times a day. So there's definitely a way to catch this person. It'll take a little time. It'll take some, take your time and go, but cops will do their job and that person will be apprehended and we will all be happy. We're just grateful that you're safe, grateful that you're able to take care of yourself. I'm just saying.
Number 5.
This from CBS 58 News. The trial has been delayed for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. You know, Judge Dugan is facing charges after allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents back in April. The jury trial was set for July 21st, has now been delayed as the legal team behind Dugan is attempting to dismiss the charges entirely. It was decided in court today that the issue will be resolved prior to rescheduling the trial date. They wanted to reschedule the trial. Hey, let's reaccept. Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not giving you more time to get stuff done and have the prosecution have less time. State your case. Scheduling conference is set for July 9th, where they're going to be looking at it and discussing it.
Number four.
This from WISN.com. Milwaukee Police Department's investigating a quadruple shooting. That's four people. Who wrote this? The Milwaukee Police Department is investigating a quadruple shooting that left four people hospitalized. Four people. Has there ever been a quadruple shooting that's left six people hospitalized? Okay, I'm just teasing. I get what they're doing. This happened Tuesday night. It's connected to two separate but related crime scenes. Officers responded at 8:45 p.m. to 10th and Mineral, as well as a gas station on 9th and National, just a few blocks apart. Police say the victims include two 26-year-olds, a 27-year-old, and a 34-year-old. All were taken to the hospital, expected to survive. And investigations have not said how the two scenes are connected, but confirmed they are related. No arrests made. Anyone with information, contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7360. To remain anonymous, call Crime Stoppers at 414-224-TIPS. Speaking of tips, I'm not going to lie. This is day two of the drama, right when I thought I wanted to move to a suburb.
Number three.
From Fox6Now.com. Last week, teenagers didn't just hit the beach. They kind of hit each other. After a Pewaukee Lake beach brawl, Village of Pewaukee leaders are meeting to try and prevent similar fights from occurring. Cell phone video showed a large crowd gathering at the lakefront park last week after school was let out for the summer. Two kids were just kind of wrestling around. It was very loud. Village trustee Bob Rohde said warm weather and school letting out made for a chaotic scene. Shocking. Everyone was down there. There were multitudes of schools down there, and we just want to be sure it's a safe environment. Officers broke up one of the fights. The department has been making extra patrols in the area ever since. No arrests or citations have been issued so far this year. One teen involved in a fight last week told Fox 6 News off camera that he was banned from the beach for a day as punishment. You know that was a white kid, right? You know, as a white kid, because he was only banned for a day. Black kid would have been banned for the entire summer. You can never come back to Pewaukee, ever. Like, never. Speaking of never coming back, the way the money is flowing into the UW system, you might have an issue coming back.
Number two.
From JS Online, Republicans who control the state legislature are considering cutting funding to the UW system by $87 million as they build a new two-year state budget that may require Democrat votes to pass. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said today his caucus supports the funding cut a day after Republicans leading the legislature's budget writing committee delayed a vote on setting funding for the UW system. State lawmakers and Democratic Governor Tony Evers technically have until June 30th to pass and sign into law the 2025-2027 state budget. The state leaders may be on pace to miss that deadline, but there are no legal consequences if they miss it and it's not signed into law. Current funding levels will continue for state-funded programs and services if that happens. A spokeswoman for Governor Tony Evers described any funding cut as a non-starter for the governor. Cutting the UW system is a non-starter, as it should be for every lawmaker whose high-quality public education at our world-class institutions helped get them where they are today. If you went there. If it didn't, well, Evers spokeswoman Britt Cutback said, our kids deserve to have that same opportunity. Well, I don't know. This is the same UW system that's been known to hide money. Money that they said they needed but didn't have. Only for, I think it was a senator or a state rep, Dale Coenga, to go in and, because he's a forensic accountant, and actually found money that they said they didn't have. Come on. Come on. And so here's the thing. Why aren't you cutting something that we've already cut some of these two-year schools and closed them? Like, what exactly are you running and who are you paying? And what pensions are you supporting for people that are not there? Like, over the past 5 or 10 years, we've closed a lot of two-year institutions. So where did that money savings? Oh, we'll just take your budget and give it to somebody else. No, cut it. Isn't that what you want me to do at home? I guess state government is different. They never met a dollar they didn't want to spend. So, Oh, well. Well, at least in other news, there's congratulations in order.
Number one.
25 new Milwaukee police officers are ready to hit the street. And the department said it's graduation last night. Right as the city is about to see an upsurge in violence. There's no real need. There's a huge need for new recruits. President of the Milwaukee Police Association, Alex Ayala, told WISN 12, where the story comes from. The department is about 200 officers and 50 detectives short. Less than 1 week ago, a Milwaukee police officer was shot and injured on the job. Yesterday, 25 men and women joined the front lines. So, that'll be interesting. I actually knew a guy who went through the academy, and it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I know how it feels to be new and to be out there and to work your way. Now, what? Remember what I said earlier? Yeah, incompetent. These are incompetent police officers. They have the knowledge, but they don't have the practical side, right? They have the they don't have the application. So give them a break, give them some time. They have to get through field training, and then they'll be golden. And even then, that takes 3 to 5 years to become really, really, really good at your job. And it's tough. City has information on how to be a Milwaukee police officer on its website. You can go to milwaukee.gov or Google Milwaukee Police Department, how to become a police officer in Milwaukee, and it should pop up. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm going to go against my better judgment. Security Mike, you're the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What's going on?
Oh, I thought I had to wait through the commercial.
No.
Yeah, I saw that too today, leaving out to work the new 25 new officers. But just like you said, it's going to take a while for them to get up to snuff.
Yep.
And that little 25 really ain't going to make a dent with what's happening now. You know, Dr. Ken, a couple of months ago, I heard, you know, through the grapevine you hear stuff, and I heard about a group of girls that's coming up on you and what carjacking you. I hate to say it, though, it just seems like this is going to be the new norm. With these young kids toting these pistols, robbing folks, going at females now, what they call, I guess, easy targets. Because when I heard about this, they say, this one, they was distracted, and the woman, they talking to the senior citizen lady, like everything cool and this and that. Then another girl run up on her with the piece, take her purse, jumps in her car, and rolled off. And this was months ago. Now, look, every day we turn around, there's something going down involving pistols and somebody taking your car. So it's like, man, I hate to say it, but it seems like this is going to be the new norm, man. And it's going to even get worse with MPS pushing these kids. Oh, here's your diploma, but they can't read but at a third or fourth grade level, Dr. Ken. Over here where I'm at, I work over here by the welfare business on 12th and
right.
P. Codgman. We got the new one now, too. But over here is where all the unhoused are at. And it's going to be overwhelming in a few more years.
You mean homeless
and
people?
The Republicans, they're constantly making cuts. It's going to even be worse. Those kids that they're releasing from MPS only reading at that level, they ain't going to be able to get jobs. And I don't even think they want to work jobs and say, how are you doing what they're doing? Got girls running around here robbing folks, want to carjack folks and all this and that. And they all in this early age group ranging from what? 18, 19, 20, 22, mid-20s, they can be working a job. But
that's
instead,
true.
They want to rob folks. They ain't thinking about no job. They can deport all these Mexicans, all these Latinos, these illegals, and they ain't going to take these jobs. They can take all these farm workers, like they said, and eliminate them. Then who going to milk these cows? Who gonna harvest these crops? Man, I think, like Al said, everybody they can steal and carry, man, because these young ones got them. They're down at the night market causing problems
and stuff. You know that's not an answer. You and I both know that that is not the
answer. No, it's not an answer, but we got to protect civilians like us are trying to go to work every day.
Right.
We got to protect ourselves somehow. You know what I'm saying?
So they're going to be some
peace right now.
So there are going to be some things. There are going to have to be some things that you do in order to avoid it.
Exactly. So. And I don't stay out in these streets late at night. I pack it in early when I go to any function. If I do go out, I'm not staying till they close. My head is always on the swivel. And sometimes I used to sit around with my car open, my windows down, listen to my jazz and stuff like that.
Nah.
I'm going to have to stop doing that.
Because
they'll run up to you and your windows down. I gotta change my ways, too, and I'll be all through the hood, these bad areas. I live in a bad area.
You go to your car, you get in your car, you drive away.
Lock it all up. You drive away.
Don't wait for it to warm up. Don't wait for it to get situated. Get in your car, put a seatbelt on, start it, and roll out. Do all that other stuff later.
Hey, and Dr. Ken, these Republicans still finding all this money and making all these cuts. Where's our $5,000 check? Now this kind of money, everybody don't get.
What $5,000 check
you
were supposed to get?
They was talking about the taxpayers. The taxpayers would get $5,000 when they started this crap.
From
we
who?
Ain't got nothing.
From who?
The money that those them were supposed to find. the wasted money. They found some money laying off all these federal workers and veterans and stuff.
What we were talking about today. Time out. You're conflating state and local. Cutting the UW system is what we were talking about in the state of Wisconsin. Feds ain't doing that.
I'm saying, but they still found some money, right? They're still finding this money.
No, they're not.
Why can't we get something?
That's huh?
I heard you say that they found some money that was.
No. They don't want to give them. They want to cut them $87 million.
Right. You said that, but then you also said they had some. That they found some money.
Yeah,
that
was a while back.
The university ain't used it.
That was a while back.
Oh, okay.
They were complaining and saying that they needed more money. The state legislature went in and found that they actually did have more money. But yet, when you say you're going to cut, they start complaining again that, oh, my God, what we're going to do. So, I mean, not everything, giving out free money is not the, I don't know. I quit. I'm done.
But they were saying everybody wouldn't get it, but taxpayers would get something, whatever.
Waste
that they found.
Right.
I hope so, because I'd be like, man, that'd be a good thing. Everybody, hey, Trump, you doing something.
So the only way somebody can do something, they can make
money,
your neighborhood
your
safe.
Side.
So watch this. They can make your neighborhood
no,
safe.
They can put
cops in your neighborhood, firefighters, buildings, create jobs and all that. But if they don't give you no money, they didn't do nothing good.
Yeah, well, then I'll take all the other things you said, and they ain't got to give me no money. Because we need to eliminate all this. Every time you turn around and somebody getting jacked, shot, killed, I think we basically should concentrate on that more. And, but it's going to be hard, man, because, like I said, we're getting illiterate kids graduating, and then they're getting out here, and then they're acting the fool.
But you also know crime is a perspective.
I don't know what to say.
So when people hear about crime, they perceive it to be more than it is. There are not a lot of even with all the shootings that we've been hearing, they compare it year over
scattered.
Year. They compare it year over
right.
year, but in comparison to the 500,000 people, it's
a drop in the bucket.
Right. And I don't mean to say that because people's lives have been taken and people have been traumatized and all that. But I'm saying everybody wants to look at the numbers, but they don't look at all the numbers. They only look at the numbers that support the argument they're making. And when you take a step back and look at the whole thing, Pewaukee is more is I would question more because y'all got fights at the beach,
right?
So
well, I know the numbers can be conflated. So
yeah, all right. Well, thank you much, brother.
All right, Dr. Ken, you up?
Appreciate you. 833-212-1017 is the number. Have I taken a break at all this hour? You know why? It's Pella Windows' fault. It is. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's time to upgrade your windows and or doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune. Well, Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. And now, like right now, like today, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it done right now and wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions apply in 6:30 of 2025. So what do? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's P-E-L-L-A-W-I.com. Dr. Ken, we'll be back.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
For family reunions, sports outings, business promotions, and more. For your next project, visit greatimpress.com. That's greatimpress.com. Great impressions. They're here when you need them.
Great impressions. Perceptions everything.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, you know, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference, and that's why we're hosting the third annual Truth Walk Against Violence led by Tori Lowe on Saturday, July 12th from Victory Over Violence Park right down MLK Drive to our studio at Third Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori's going to be talking and speaking and harassing and pushing around politicians and community leaders and everybody on really how we can better provide resources to stop the rise of violence. So if you want to join the Stop Violence, if you're tired of it, hearing about the shootings, quadruple shooting last night, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com. That's truthwalkagainstviolence.com. Sign up for our Walk Against Violence, supported by 1MKE on Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to noon. All right? Or as they say, get it? Got it? Good. I'm just saying. And by the way, since it's Wednesday, you know what's happening tomorrow, right? You got to join us for the 54th annual Juneteenth celebration right here in Milwaukee, Thursday, June 19th. Do I need to say it again? Tomorrow? June 19th, The Truth will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by our broadcast tent. Say hello. Get some tree, some free. I always mix those up. A tree truth swag when it's free truth swag. Anyway, you got to be there and be silly. Juneteenth in Milwaukee is one of the oldest and the biggest Juneteenth celebrations in the country, so don't miss out on your chance to celebrate with us. And our live Juneteenth broadcast presented by Hope Christian Schools and Carroll University. 1017 The Truth celebration of Juneteenth is also brought to you by American Family Insurance, Gruber Law Offices, Molson Coors, Educators Credit Union, and Associated Bank. So come on, hang out tomorrow. All right. So, you know, I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is, man, y'all be blowing up YouTube. Oh my goodness. Just kaboom. And Reginald, everybody's always said that. And that rate hasn't gone up or gotten great or anything. So I'm on, come on. Let me see. Some map you made it unsafe. God's grace and mercy. Yeah. Any thoughts on Pick and Save removing their self-checkout lines? I don't understand should they be removed or should I don't know. So, any thoughts on Pick and Save and some others removing self-checkout lines? Yeah, because people will steal. Number one. And number two, they'll steal. I don't know how else to say that. They'll steal. I don't understand what you're asking. What's going on with the blank during this? So I think Miles asking when we go on break, right? I think Miles is asking when we go on break, what's happening when we're on commercial? Because YouTube, goes to the other, it goes to the we'll be right back. So I think he's asking, well, what y'all be doing? Ain't none of your business what we be doing. But we got a little mouse on a little treadmill running to make sure the electricity stays on so we can broadcast. Like, really? So Summerfest is back. Y'all know that, right? And the award-winning 101.7 The Truth has got you covered with free tickets. Tune in to The Truth all week long as you'll have a chance to enjoy Summerfest with us. We will be giving away one 18-pack of tickets to Summerfest every day on The Truth. Yes, you heard that right. 18-pack of tickets to Summerfest so you, your family, and friends can enjoy Summerfest on us. Just listen for your cue each day. We're going to tell you when to call so you don't miss your chance to go to the biggest party on the lake. Courtesy of 101.7 The Truth, Summerfest is presented by our founding partner, American Family Insurance. And so I'm going to say what Sherwin said this morning. You're going to get 17 tickets. Okay, I'm lying. 16 tickets. They just gonna happen. They just gonna happen. Mr. Madi said, "I'm not going to Juneteenth. Milwaukee is a bad North Side city. Too many shootings." Huh? What? While in some instances that's true, in many instances, it's not. Crime is perception. If you feel you're safe, you're safe. And if you feel you're not, you're not. I'm just saying. I mean, we just need to come to grips with they're not good people. And think about this, right? You complain about how bad the black community is, but this white guy goes to Minnesota and kills a legislator and the husband. The guy from somewhere, is it Pewaukee or Cedarburg or somewhere, goes out to Seattle, kills his three kids, and now he's wanted. And people got the nerve to talk about black people? That's a human condition. There are bad people. Period. Race is inconsequential. People go into schools and shoot them up. People kill and rob people on the street. People kill their kids. People kill people that they differ with politically. Look at Steve Scalise, almost died because the guy hated Republicans. Look at the man and woman in Minneapolis died because some fool hates Democrats. This didn't come out because MAGA and Biden and Obama and somebody stirred something. People were bad before that. They're terrible then and they're terrible now. People just kept it under wrap. They kept it quiet. There are bad people everywhere. And it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. And so not really a city girl. I'm reading what you wrote. What I want you to do is email me. Let me see. Let me see how I can do this. Y'all keep talking. 833-212-1017 is the number. Really? Did you get it? See, that's what I mean. These are some of the things that, okay, Mr. Madee, we not taking care of your truck. Okay? All right. So here's what I want you to do. Not really a city girl. Let me see. Let me do this. Here's what I want you to do. Not really a city girl. Because it's already public. I'm putting my email. Email me the information and the particulars, and I'll look into it. Okay? I'll look into it. Get it? Got it? Good.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers came up short Tuesday night in Chicago, falling to the Cubs 5-3 at Wrigley. Saya Suzuki's three-run homer in the fifth made the difference.
Patrick's 1-0 pitch. Is a fly ball left field, deep, Collins back, but the track, it is gone. A three-run home run by Seiya Suzuki, and just like that, a 2-1 lead becomes a 4-2 deficit for the Crew.
Milwaukee now sits at 39-34 on the year. Brewers get back at it Wednesday night in Chicago with first pitch at 7.05 p.m. On the ice, the Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, taking down Edmonton 5-1 in Game 6. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams, member FDIC.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Couple breaking news things. Number one, there's an all-Senate classified briefing on Iran that's set for next week. That's from CNN.com. So they're going to be talking to the Senate. Basically, you got to talk to the Senate, talk to the House, before you can get them. And if you're going to declare war, you got to actually get permission from the Senate. That's one. Number two, Karen Reed is acquitted of killing her boyfriend when she was driving a car. She got convicted of drunk driving. So either she had a really good lawyer or that jury was stupid, because they had the evidence. They had the woman. Oh, my bad. She's a white female. My bad. Sorry. Privilege one amok. Not everything is white privilege. She might have just got off, but everybody there thinks she killed her boyfriend on purpose. And I was drunk. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't do it. One, because I don't drink like that, so you'll never catch me drunk driving. But you can never say that, because you could do something else that'll cause you to get pulled over for operating under the influence, which is why they don't call it drunk driving anymore. The other thing, are you familiar with the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, news broke an hour ago. That's not true. What time is it? Yeah, news broke less than an hour ago, 4:46 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Buss family, who used to own the Lakers, are owning them no more. Buss family entered into an agreement to sell majority ownership of the NBA franchise to Mark Walter, who is CEO and chairman of TWG Global. Walter is also the primary owner and chairman of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he owns stakes in Chelsea, in the English Premier League, an F1 team, and the WNBA Los Angeles Sparks, among others. He currently holds a minority stake of 26% in the Lakers as well. Deal's expected to have a valuation of, I'm not going to tell, not yet. Jerry Buss purchased the Lakers in 1979 for $67.5 million in a deal that included the Los Angeles Kings and the actual forum, like, stadium in California. Passed down to his children when he died in 2013. They just sold the Los Angeles Lakers, the stake in the Los Angeles Lakers, for $10 billion. $10 billion. You get that? The Buss family owned about two-thirds of the Lakers. This other guy owned 26. He just gave them $10 billion. Earlier this year, the Lakers were valued at about $7 billion, made them the third most valuable team in the league behind the New York Knicks and Golden State Warriors. I don't understand why the Warriors are worth more than the Lakers, but Celtics were the last NBA team to be sold when they struck a deal with a group led by Bill Chisholm. Earlier this year, the group purchased the Celtics for $6.05 billion, which set an NBA record. Not anymore. Controlling ownership of both the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks were both sold in recent years as well. And the Lakers have shined under the leadership. They won 11 NBA titles under the Buss family, most recently in 2020, and then included a rare three-peat from 2000 through 2002 with who? Head coach Phil Jackson from the Bulls and Kobe Bryant. Interesting. Interesting. So there you have it. So the guy with 26%, I'm sorry, purchased the Buss family's 66%. And 66 and 26 is 92%. And so if he owns 92%, who owns the other? I don't know. Right? Because now the team is, if I can do my math in reverse, 66% was worth $10 billion. So 40% of that, right? It's about $14 billion. About $16 billion business. Somebody owns that other few billion. Interesting. You know what else is true? Guess who don't own it?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Mr. Medee said, Dr. Ken, is still no black owners in NFL, NLB. That's crazy. I think what you have to ask is, do they want to? It's self-contained. They have their own. They don't want you in it. Just accept that and move on. We don't have to be in everything because everybody else got it. If you really care enough, don't go to the game. Don't spend money on the game. Like things that I don't like and things that I don't agree with, I don't spend money on it. And who was it said, somebody said something about eight times, JD said double the money almost eight times. Well, if you double the money eight times, that's 2 to the 8th power. That's 256. Actually, if they bought it for $67.5 million and sold it for $10 billion, that's $67.5 million goes into $10 billion 148.15 times. Got it? So I think they made their money back. They're going to pay taxes on that too. Do you care at that point? Oh, it's going to cost you, I don't know, $4 billion. Well, okay. Because I'm walking away with $6 billion because I put 67. Oh, wait a minute. They're only getting 15% because it's an invest. Okay. Passive income, disregard. I don't know how they're going to do that. I should ask an accountant. CPA. Lana Banana, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hello, how are you, Dr. Ken Harris?
I'm good. How are you? Why do you say my whole name when you say my name?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe because I don't know which one you want to be called, Dr. Ken or Dr. Harris, so I just say Dr. Ken Harris.
You can call me Ken, you can call me Dr. Ken, or you can call me Dr. Ken Harris. I have no preference.
Okay, I'll say doctor something or another because
hey,
the doctor degree is very hard.
Hey,
you got to work very hard,
you
but you deserve
boo-boo.
It.
You call me boo-boo. You call me whatever you want to call me.
Okay, thank you. Well, welcome back. And I also want to say happy Juneteenth Day tomorrow. And that, yes, and they're flying the Juneteenth flag over the Capitol tomorrow. However, I don't like the colors, but they're flying it over the Capitol tomorrow.
I've never seen a Juneteenth. What the heck is a Juneteenth flag?
It's red, white, and blue, and it has a star in the middle. And, you know, it represents.
Are you serious?
I don't. Yes.
That's the Juneteenth
tomorrow.
Flag? That's trash.
That looks like
a state of Texas
it is.
Flag.
Yeah, and that's where the stars.
And I know that's because it came from Texas. It got the red and blue from Texas, and that's the last time. Like really?
Yeah, Ben Haynes. Yeah, Ben Haynes.
Watch this. You ready?
Did it.
You ready? Let's just fly the American
flag
to remind everybody this is ours too.
Y'all
lead a company. Like at some point, do we have to? Why don't we just have our own everything and let's just move? Let's just find. Let's go take Canada.
Let's just have our own everything and blend it in together.
Because
they can have red, white, and blue. We can have the green, red, and the yellow.
True.
Or the black, red, green.
True. But why do you need your own flag?
You know,
I'm playing.
Because
I'm playing
that's who we represent at Juneteenth. I know.
Why do you need your own flag? Answer my question.
Because it's Juneteenth Day and for the Emancipation Proclamation.
But why do
and
you need your own flag?
And it represents us, the blood, vegetation, and the sun.
But answer my question. Why do you need your own flag when you're in America? Because if you go to any other country, if you go to any other country in the world, even on you're never going to get the opportunity somewhere else that you get here. I'll argue anybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian. You will never get the education and you'll never get the opportunity that you get here in America, anywhere else in the world. I don't care if you're Black or not.
Which is wonderful that we can have the opportunity to fly our own flag just like the Germans.
Why do you need to fly
the German
your own flag?
Fest.
I'm not talking about them. Why
we want
that
our own
asking?
Because we
Why?
Always forgotten.
Then stop complaining
because
when other people get their own. Then you can't complain about the Southern Dixie.
They already have their own, but we won't tear down our own. That's a problem.
No, you can't tear down. You can't tear down statues. You can't get rid of Confederate flags. They get to fly them where they want. That is the problem. You get it. Everybody gets it. You need to stop this isolationist stuff, but then can't nobody else be an isolationist.
But if it represents blood and tears and the killing in order to be over here, it does not need to be here just like the Confederate flag. That's something negative.
It is not. Because they look at this as negative.
Showing that we're proud of the United States of Proclamation, Dr. Ken Harris. Huh?
Lana.
Yes.
Listen.
Hello?
Listen. Other people look at that as negative. You can't tell someone else. Let me finish. You can't tell them that what they think is wrong and what you think is right, and that's it. You both have your own opinion, and you have your own belief, and I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying you have to respect that like you want to be respected. How is it different for somebody else? If they like the Confederate flag, get them the Confederate flag. Who cares?
And let us have our own
Then why are you complaining about the Confederate flag and what it stands for?
Because it was bloodshed and tears, and it was killing, a lot of stealing, in order for them to have the Confederacy.
Same thing happened for Juneteenth, except it was on American side, and now we won, and we got Juneteenth.
But we're able to celebrate Juneteenth. Back then, we couldn't because we weren't free. Now, because of the Emancipation Proclamation, we have that opportunity. So why not take it? Everything black people do is always negative. So I don't care what anybody say or whatever. I like the colors that represents us.
There you go.
That's our day.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you very much. See, I had to pull it out of you. Had to pull it out of
you. Yeah.
I know, if I argued opposite, you would just tell it all, girl. Thank you so very much. That was very refreshing.
You're welcome, and take care, okay, and be safe.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's what Juneteenth is all about. We'll see you on Friday. Actually, we'll see you tomorrow at Juneteenth, 11 to 3. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis should be coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, and when that's over, you'll be checking out the best of Tory Lowe throughout the night. We'll have rebroadcasts on tomorrow. We'll be live from 11 to 3 right here on 101.7 The Truth, live from Juneteenth. Hey, y'all. God bless. Thank you, Rhea. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.